Livestock Environmental Management Specialist, NDSU. Mary is with us right now. And a timely topic, we're going to talk about mortality and manure composting because, you know, this is calving, lambing season going on here. This is a timely topic to discuss here today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the time of year to not only from the livestock aspect of, you know, potentially so during our seasons where we're having lambs and foals and calves and whatnot, we know that we're probably going to experience some losses, but also we're a little further along in the season now as far as we don't have as much snow as normally maybe we do or have the last couple of years. And so we can actually start thinking about composting our manure in our pens as well.
Always important stuff to do. Now, speaking of the mortality end of it, let's talk about that because this is something that's extremely important. And so what do producers or what would you like them to know as far as, you know, what to be doing here, how to handle this situation when it comes up?
Yeah, so I say that trying a new disposal method like composting sometimes seems a little bit daunting or, you know, like, oh, we don't have the right materials for that or we don't have the time to figure that out. And so the biggest thing that I tell producers when they are going to start composting is just start with the stuff you have right now. Start with the things that you have on your farm. Don't go source things off the farm. Just use what you have and try it out once. And the season when we have smaller animals like lambs or foals or piglets or calves, it's a really good time to try that because it works really well. It takes a shorter time for that animal or carcass to break down. And so we need a carbon base. So typically straw is what we have, or chopped up corn stalks. And so we have a 2-foot carbon base. We put that carcass on top, and then we cover it with about 6 to 8 inches of a bulky material. So that can be spoiled silage, spoiled distiller's grains, compost, manure, something that has a culture in it to get things started. And then we top that with another 2 feet of carbon on top. And typically on the top, I like to use straw. And so we're going to do that, and then we're going to let it set. Now, I realize that sounds a little bit crazy for today. As you said, it's about 50-mile-an-hour gusts out there. And so, but for the most part, we can find a spot behind a shelter belt or an area where there's not wind and do that. And then we let it set and we let it compost.
Now, this is, you know, the process itself is something, you know, you have to take a note and know how to do it. But there's a pretty good benefit to doing something like this, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I think that so in some parts of the state, we have water table issues. In some parts of the state, we don't have the right kind of soil to bury animals. In some parts, we have frozen ground still. And so maybe digging a hole is still hard. Whereas I think compost is something that can be used. We call it evergreen. So we can use it all the time. We can use it during all seasons and all parts of the season. We still want to keep site selection in mind when we're doing this. We're not doing this in a floodplain. We're not doing this in a soil pit. We're not doing this anywhere where we're going to contaminate ground or surface water. And so we're always keeping those things in mind as we're picking the place where we're going to compost. And that's the same goes for if we're going to dispose of our animals in another way, too, if we're going to bury them. We still have site selection in mind. And so site selection for that. That also then translates over to site selection for pen management as well. So if we're going to taking our manure out of our pens, we're going to push it up in our pens. We call that stockpiling. And then if you want to take it out so those pens can really dry up well this summer, and then think about composting and returning it a few times, where are we going to put that? Again, we're not putting it where there's going to be a floodplain, a soil pit, a gravel excavation site. But then also, let's just keep in mind, if you go look out right now, because we've had a little bit of rain the last couple of days, where is some water pooling? Let's not pick that site. And so site selection goes along for all of the things that we're doing.
We're talking with Mary Keenan, and we're talking about composting, whether we're talking about mortality or manure composting here, both, and talking about the manure composting. Now, is it the same procedure? Is it different? Is there a difference here? Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, and so with manure composting, with our mortality, it's more of a static process. It's not completely static. With our mortality, we do leave it alone though a bit more. And so once we have those animals, and we talked about the procedure a minute ago with our carbon base and our animal carcass and then our cover, then we let it set. We let it set for a couple months so that it can heat and the process can happen. It can break down. Eventually, we are going to open it up, allow some oxygen in, cover it back up, and just kind of do some pile maintenance. Now, with our manure composting, when we take it out of the pens, we're going to put it in a row, and then we're going to turn it. And so we can turn that every 10 to 14 days equals a heat cycle. And so you can either get a thermometer, like a 36-inch temperature probe, or you can just go by 10 to 14 days on the calendar. And so we turn it, and we turn it at least 5 to 6 times. We're getting some really good breakdown there. We're killing weed seeds. We're getting some breakdown. We're killing pathogens. We're killing parasites. We're making a more stable product as far as nitrogen goes. And so we're doing a lot when we're composting.
And this is more energy efficient than hauling it, obviously.
You know, a lot of people think that when I come on and talk about composting, that's like the only way that I like to do it. And in fact, we haul a lot of raw manure, and there are definitely benefits to hauling raw manure and using that on your soil. I just like the benefit of we're killing weed seeds and we're getting a more consistent product with compost. And so again, both are really good. We use both at Carrington at the Research Extension Center. Both of them are used on not only our research projects, but also out in our fields as well. And so both are good. They're just different.
And I'm reading a little bit about a publication that's up on ndsu.edu about this. And it says, composting animal manures is an effective way to kill pathogens.
Yeah. Yep. And so, again, if you're concerned about, like, if you're thinking, oh, I want to put some manure on my garden because you've heard about that. We really like you to use compost instead. Not only do you get a more stable product, something that's not so hot, that might potentially burn your vegetables, but also you're killing the pathogens in there, and so we have less of an instance of something right bad transferring to your food now that you're going to eat.
Interesting stuff. And again, if people want to get more information on this, learn more about the procedure, how can they find out more?
You know, the best way that they can find out is to talk to their local extension agent. And so all of our local extension agents can be found, like Jamie said, on ndsu.edu in the directory. And if you go there and look for our county offices, each one of them either knows about this or knows how to get a hold of me.
Mary, thanks so much for taking time. And, you know, we'll get you on again on a regular rotation because, you know, you're just almost like my co-host. So thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. That is Mary Kina, their livestock environmental management specialist with NDSU, and talking about composting, both manure and mortality composting as well. Important stuff to know and interesting procedure. And again, go to ndsu.edu and search it out to get more information. More Farm Talk straight ahead.